From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush has wasted no time in naming a replacement for former Central Intelligence Agency Director Porter Goss. This morning, the president nominated Air Force General Michael Hayden to run the CIA. General Hayden has a long intelligence resume and is now number two to John Negroponte, the National Director of Intelligence. But his selection has drawn immediate criticism.
That criticism has come from Democrats and Republicans in Congress who say the CIA should have a civilian leader, not a general. There are also concerns that Hayden has overseen a controversial domestic spying program as director of the National Security Agency. We'll hear from Capitol Hill in just a few minutes. First to NPR's Don Gagne at the White House.
In the Oval Office this morning, the same room where President Bush accepted Porter Goss's resignation less than 3 days earlier, the president praised General Hayden as supremely qualified to take over the CIA.
Mike knows our intelligence community from the ground up. He has been both a provider and a consumer of intelligence. He's overseen the development of both human and technological intelligence. He has demonstrated an ability to adapt our intelligence services to the new challenges of the war on terror. He's the right man to lead the CIA at this critical moment in our nation's history.
Hayden, dressed in his blue Air Force uniform, stood next to the president while Mr. Bush reminded the Senate it had unanimously confirmed the general for his current post just 1 year ago. The president called for a speedy confirmation process for the CIA job as well. And in his own brief remarks, Hayden also looked to Capitol Hill.
In the confirmation process, I look forward to meeting with the leaders of the Congress, better understanding their concerns and working with them to move the American intelligence community forward. This is simply too important not to get absolutely right.
In Hayden, the president has someone who was close to National Intelligence Director John Negroponte, the man who now has jurisdiction over all U.S. intelligence operations. Porter Goss left the CIA post, at least in part, because he had conflicts with Negroponte. The White House anticipates no such issues with Hayden running the agency. Negroponte held a news conference to discuss Hayden's selection today. He was asked about concerns that it's not a good idea to have a general as CIA director.
I would respond, they should look at the qualifications, and I think they can also be assured that Mike Hayden is a very, very independent-minded person, blunt-spoken, and who I don't think will have any difficulty whatsoever staking out positions that are independent and responsive to the needs of our civilian intelligence community.
Negroponte also addressed General Hayden's connection to the domestic eavesdropping program under which the NSA wiretaps Americans without obtaining a warrant, either before or after the fact. The administration calls it a terrorist surveillance program, maintaining that it's legal to bypass the special court set up in the 1970s to monitor such activity by intelligence services.
So I think it'd be fair to say that we expect quite a bit of questioning about this issue, but I believe that General Hayden will be very, very well equipped and very well prepared to answer any questions that might arise.
The fight over the domestic spying program is likely to be the biggest issue in Hayden's confirmation, but it may be one the administration is looking forward to. Even though the president's public approval ratings are at their lowest level ever, 31% in the Gallup poll released today, the White House would welcome the opportunity to shift the national discussion to steps it has taken in the name of catching terrorists. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.